Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Taylor Swift is coming to Chicago.
Yeah, this just came over a few minutes ago. That's why the Walter Smith people paid the big bucks to be a sponsor of this segment.
You know it.
To get the exclusive reports as they come out literally a few minutes ago. Taylor Swift tweeting out that she is kicking off what she is calling the Eras Tour, E-R-A-S Tour, beginning March 18th in Arizona. It's going to be a 27-city tour and is coming to the intimate Soldier Field on June the 2nd. Now, for the general public, tickets go on sale November the 18th at 10 a.m. For Swifties like Bob and I, the pre-sale tickets are actually on, you can register for them now through this Ticketmaster Verified Fan Program. You go to that, you can register for the pre-sale. It'll go on until November the 9th. Tickets will be priced $49 to $449. I imagine if you buy the $49 tickets, your seats will be in maybe like Evanston when that guy.
You're behind a post in another stadium too.
Right. They also have VIP packages, and those will start at $199 and get this go up to $899 for tickets.
November 18th, though, for everyone else, tickets go on sale, is that it?
Yeah, and the show, again, is going to be June 2nd next year at Soldier Field. All of this happening as Taylor Swift breaks even more records on the Billboard charts. She now occupies all of the top 10 spots on Billboard's Hot 100. She's the first artist ever to do this in the 64-year history of Billboard magazine. And this also means that for the first time ever, there are no male artists at all on the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 charts.
Wow.
All of this because of her new album that's called Midnights, lead single that is called Antihero.
Her concerts are great. I mean, I saw the last tour. She puts on a good show, I'll tell you that.
I've never gone. Maybe this year or next year at Soldier Field.
And speaking of a Wonder Woman, Marvel's Wonder Woman has been announced.
It's kind of a spinoff of Wonder Woman that Marvel Studios is going to be putting out on Disney Plus. They're all owned by the Disney company now, so this new series actually is going to be Wonder Man, and it will star the actor Abdul-Mateen II, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. He's been in lots of different movies. He was the villain in Aquaman. He was Dr. Manhattan in HBO's Watchmen. He's been in lots of different productions. He's a fantastic actor, and he will be Wonder Man, who was first introduced to Marvel Comics back in 1964. They haven't started production. They haven't even announced a date when this might be coming out, but we'll keep you posted on that, Marvel fans.
Yes, we will. And it's Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And unfortunately, we will get to a Kanye West story after a break. And then,
God, actually, this is kind of like a twofer.
A twofer?
Yeah, well, it's like one story, but there's two different weird things
of course
going on. I like to call it Kanye's Crazy Corner.
And also, we'll talk about the return of a holiday favorite to Chicago.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Getting the entertainment stories of the day from Dean Richards. And, of course, Kanye West is in the news again. Now what?
Well, I don't know. You know, if you go to your kids, soccer games, football games, baseball games, you know, every once in a while there's an obnoxious parent, that's out in the stands making a fool of themselves. Kanye, who goes to his son's soccer game over the weekend, gets into an argument with somebody, another person.
Of course he does.
Along the way, the argument gets so heated that Kanye storms off the field, you know, after kind of making a scene. Imagine how the son must have felt if he even, you know, realized it. Or maybe the son's used to it by now. Who knows? But anyway, Kanye storms off, comes back later on without incident. All this time that the screaming was going on, Kim Kardashian is just sitting there ignoring the whole thing, surrounded by her security people. But she did not interact or get involved with Kanye at all. All of this, maybe it's because Kanye was mad. He's been frozen out of Instagram again. He was kicked off the social media site a few weeks ago because of violating their, what they call their hateful conduct policy, his anti-Semitic remarks. But he got reinstated, and now the whole thing has happened again. Same reason. The Gram says that he can come back on November the 29th.
Too bad. Let's talk about Post Malone. Let's get to that story.
This is our rapper segment that we're doing here. Oh, you young kids and your rappers. Post Malone is one of the biggest names out there right now. He's the guy with all the face tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Really incredible, incredible performer. He was doing a show over the weekend. Somebody asked for an autograph. They hand him a folder, and he's autographing the folder, but there's an envelope which is taped onto the folder that says that they would like him to announce the gender of the upcoming baby for these two fans. You know, one of these gender reveal kind of things. So all of this is caught on video. A shirtless Post Malone. By the way, he has even more tattoos all over his body. The face tattoos are nothing compared to what he has all over the rest of his body on this video. But he opens the envelope up. It says it's a girl. Everybody goes crazy. Post Malone, you know, helps this happy couple make the announcement of their upcoming bundle of joy. He also is a dad of his first child, a little daughter that just came along a little bit earlier this year. So a sweet story.
Yeah, we hope they all live happily ever after.
Yes, we do.
And people are happy about this show coming back to the Music Box. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is you know, a big Chicago tradition. The Music Box Theater always does a sing-along Sound of Music. They've been doing it for the Thanksgiving weekend, just before they do the It's a Wonderful Life marathon that they do, the holiday movies, and White Christmas that they do just before the holidays. But they just announced yesterday that the sing-along Sound of Music is going to be the Friday after Thanksgiving all the way through the weekend, the long weekend. And what they do is they show Sound of Music up on the big screen. When the songs come on, they have subtitles so people can sing along as if you don't know all the words to every song in the Sound of Music. As it is already, and people come dressed up in costumes, and they have prizes. It's a lot of fun. Great Chicago tradition.
And finally, what's this controversy about a New York Post story regarding a feud between two News Nation broadcasters?
Yeah, the New York Post, you know, which is, you know, to call them a sensational tabloid may be an understatement, but they ran a story. Apparently, they now have somebody covering Chris Cuomo on News Nation, because there have been, you know, stories about this. But they did a story saying that Cuomo was, you know, incensed. He didn't like his time period. He's on at 7 o'clock Chicago time. And he thinks that he should be on at 8 o'clock Chicago time. That's when Dan Abrams is on. And that there was a big, you know, feud going on. And, you know, Cuomo was, you know, just going nuts, complaining about this, blah, blah, blah. Last night, at the end of Chris Cuomo's show, they do a little crossover where he talks with Dan Abrams. And it actually came up.
New York Post.
That's
says
how you spend your time?
I do. I do read the New York Post. I'm a New Yorker. I read the New York Post. And they're telling me that you've been vying for my hour, and that you've been going and, you know, going to the bosses and saying, oh, I want Abrams to move to 8 and I'm going to move to 9. And I got a problem with that.
You look pretty cross. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Before you attack?
Yes.
Do you remember our conversation when I was considering coming here and you were telling me what you thought the upsides were and you were talking to me about what time I should be on? Do you remember that conversation?
No.
Really? You don't remember saying, do you want to do 9 or 8? I was like, I was doing 9. Shouldn't I do 8? You're like, great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do 9. You do 8. Do you remember that conversation?
By the way, I would prefer to do 8. If you were to ask me right now, I would prefer to do it.
No, because I'd rather get home soon.
I would rather get home soon earlier, too. I would rather do 8 o'clock.
But you're the big dog. That's how it goes.
Well, apparently, I'm not. Because if I was the big dog, I'd be still doing 8 o'clock.
Listen,
and I'm not.
You cannot attack me for wanting your time slot and want my time slot at the same time
and
be aggrieved.
The weird thing is that it now seems that the New York Post has assigned a reporter who is the Chris Cuomo News Nation. I feel bad for her, right? She comes to the New York Post thinking she's going to be a media reporter, and she's basically the Chris Cuomo News Nation reporter.
Yeah, that's
tough. That's tough. That's a tough game.
When I look at it that way, I feel really badly for her. I think that it's an important instruction. Look, I don't care. This is my world, and you and I have known each other forever, and you were instrumental in me coming here, and I thank you for that all the time. Nothing in the piece is true. Literally nothing.
It's crazy.
It literally is the standard of they spelled our names right. There is no way they had any credible person who told them about any meeting like that because it never happened. So nobody's happier to be here than I am.
We are thrilled that you are here.
There is.
Chris?
Right. But it is groupthink, and it segues into the story you're leading with tonight.
You're staying at 8 o'clock, by the way.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, these two guys having some fun with all of this. You know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, they're referring to Eastern times when those guys are talking.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock Central Time, Cuomo on News Nation. 8 o'clock, Dan Abrams.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, everybody knows that I want to start the show here at 2 in the afternoon instead of 6 in the morning, and I think Lisa Dent will be great here in this time slot.
Oh, give me a call the New York Post and give them that exclusive that you're trying to start something.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.